The Stratotech T from Vuori is one of those shirts you put on once and immediately get why people love it. It's incredibly soft, stretches with you, dries fast, and still looks sharp enough to wear from a workout to the ballpark without missing a beat. It's become my go-to tee for pretty much everything. Head to Vuori.com/pod20 for 20% off your first purchase. Exclusions apply. Visit the website for full terms and conditions.
The Party Shop at Michaels has thousands of items starting at just 99 cents. Plus, get free inflation with purchase of select balloons. Want more party planning pro tips? You can hide anything behind streamers. Glitter is your best friend and possibly magical. If you ever wonder, do I have enough balloons? You probably don't. And most importantly, if Michaels doesn't have it, your party doesn't need it. Now you can party like a pro with the Party Shop at Michaels. Everything you need to celebrate anything.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Today is the 16th anniversary of LeBron's decision. We talked about this yesterday. Crowder's going to join us, by the way. He's in New Jersey taping for The Pivot, but he will be with us during this afternoon program at some point, so we anxiously await him. I'm in the studio with Solana and Jimmy. So we mentioned yesterday, today is the 16th anniversary of the decision. I think I say this every year, but it's probably worth repeating because I think everybody thinks about it. And I was shocked yesterday when you said it was the 16th anniversary.
16.
It just doesn't seem like 16 years to me. But when I think back now, so my son was six.
2010.
Crazy. Yeah, we were on. So I've told the story. I was on the Jersey Shore. I was on the boardwalk. In fact, I could tell this to Gelb when he joins us. But we were in Atlantic City. Normally we're on, like, you know, Ocean City or whatever. We're on Atlantic City Boardwalk, which back in 2010 wasn't as bad as it is in 2026. 2026, you'd be taking your life in your hands if you're standing on the Atlantic City Boardwalk. But we were going to play miniature golf, and that decision show on ESPN was scheduled. And so I said to Lori and David, we were with her parents and our nieces. I was like, you guys walk ahead. I'm going to dip into Rainforest Cafe here. There's a Rainforest Cafe right on the Atlantic City Boardwalk. I'm going to go over to the bar where they have those awesome bar stools. You know, it's like you're sitting on a zebra. And I'm going to watch. I thought it was going to be 2 minutes.
Right.
And so I go to the bar. What was the schedule? What was the show? 8 p.m. maybe?
Yeah, like at 9 o'clock or 8:30.
So I go there, and they don't have the sound on. They're not as interested in the decision as, you know, those of us who were Heat fans or NBA fans. But they still had it on, you know, on all the TVs at the bar there. And I'm like, you know, what is going on here? Because I can't hear anything. There's no sound. And I'm like, what? I don't even think Twitter existed back then, did it?
It was in its infancy.
Right? In 2010?
It definitely existed.
It existed?
I created my account in 2009.
Okay. So it was like, I remember like the first time on the Leb Tard show. What were you saying, Jimmy?
Twitter started in 06.
Oh, wow. 06. I remember the first time that we talked about Twitter on the air on the Leb Tard show. Chris Mortensen, the late Chris Mortensen, tweeted, I'm mowing my lawn. And I remember Dan and Stu Gatz and I talking about it, like, is this necessary? Like what are we going to, like, who knew what Twitter was going to become? Right. But it was like, what are we doing here? Why would we need to know that Chris Mortensen is mowing his lawn?
It was like a status update.
It was pretty much like that. It wasn't as vile and disgusting. It's not the hell. It wasn't the hellscape. It literally was like, hey, I'm having lunch. Yeah. I'm mowing the lawn.
That's what, like, a Facebook update was.
It was like a instantaneous Facebook status update.
I'd be checking
Mark Hockman is, which is what Facebook was.
Exactly.
You know, be like, brushing his teeth, you know, like something silly.
I used to check in to Outback Steakhouse.
Right, right.
On a random Thursday night on Facebook, just because.
So I go into Rainforest Cafe, and finally they, you know, make the decision, and you realize, like, you know, LeBron James headed to the Miami Heat. There's probably a little crawl at the bottom. And I remember, like, I couldn't believe it. I was program director at 790 The Ticket. So I got on the phone with our imaging guy and, you know, immediately had all these promos recorded for the next day on 790 The Ticket. You know, we welcome LeBron James. We didn't have the rights to the Heat, I don't think, at that point.
You did not.
They were on 610 WIOD.
You end up, 790 ends up getting the rights, like, a month into that season.
Right. A couple, like the first couple preseason games were played on 610 WIOD. Right.
I thought it was on 940.
Was it 940?
Yeah,
I thought
it was 610.
Feel like it was 610. Well, regardless. But we did all the imaging and we were ready to roll. And then I remember watching the party from the arena on ESPN News. They aired it live. I watched it on the Jersey Shore. Like, I cannot Crazy. Believe it was 16 years ago.
Crazy.
Cannot believe it.
I remember, that's one of those, everybody remembers what they were doing.
Absolutely.
Where they watched it. I was at an LA Fitness in Kendall with my brother and his roommate at the time. Hawk, this dude is the biggest Chicago Bulls fan that you would ever meet in your entire life.
And there was some thought that he might go to Chicago.
He is adamant. He's going to Chicago. He's going to team up with Derrick Rose, Joakim Noah, and they're going to get Carlos Boozer and this team. He was adamant. And we're at LA Fitness. Everybody in LA Fitness in Kendall, this is a massive gym. Everybody at 8:30 when that thing started, crowded around this one elliptical machine that had the TV that was working and that had ESPN.
That's so funny.
So you have dozens of people around one elliptical, and about 15 minutes in, we're like, What's going on here?
Yeah,
so we lived across the street. So the three of us decide, well, I didn't live there. My brother and his roommate lived there. Let's go back home and watch this on our TV. Like, what are we doing here? We drive home, sit down in front
Still
of the TV.
Still hasn't made the decision.
Still hasn't made the decision yet. Jim Gray is just, I don't know, was he filibustering?
Well, I think that they were told by ESPN, like, hey, this has to be a 30-minute special or a one-hour special, and you can't get to it right off the jump. And because I think, weren't they giving the ad sales to the Boys and Girls Club?
Right.
Like, that's part of the million or 2 million that was raised.
Right, whatever it is, 30-minute or one-hour TV special, we have spots to fill. Fill the spots, because he made his announcement at 9:28 p.m. on the dot. On the dot at 9:28 p.m.
Jim Gray, professional.
And this is how my brother's roommate reacted. By the way, I have the Facebook memories. I mean, you can imagine. 15-year-old
oh,
me.
I mean,
the things I was writing on Facebook were just ridiculous. But he cut up his LeBron James Cleveland Cavaliers 23 jersey. I'll show everybody. He cut it right in half with a kitchen knife. I'll never forget it. He is crashing out while my brother and I...
Because he thought he was coming to Chicago.
He thought he was going to Chicago, and he liked LeBron. Remember, this is LeBron James.
Everybody loved LeBron.
Everybody loved
LeBron. This was the first time that there was ever any faction that didn't love LeBron.
And the idea was, he's going to stay in Cleveland. Bulls fan thought, his name was Renee. Like, I can picture him going, here comes Chicago, and then running upstairs, grabbing his LeBron jersey that he just thought was a cool jersey to have, tearing it in half while my brother and I are going nuts. Pots and pans, like we were ready.
We already thought we had a championship roster with Wade and Bosch. Man, what a day, what a night that was.
I posted on Facebook, I will be watching 41 All-Star games in Section 115 next season.
You weren't wrong. I mean, that's what we were watching, All-Star games.
Crazy, man.
Man, I cannot believe that was 16 years ago.
Might happen again.
I think today's the day. I do, just because it's the anniversary. We talked about this yesterday. But I you know, again, my gut's telling me Cleveland. That it's just, you wash away. I have a feeling today. And LeBron, again, I don't think he would ever acknowledge it. And really, how many bad days could he have? He's kind of got the world by the nuts. But I would say 16 years ago today is one of his darker memories. It shouldn't be, but I would probably assume like he doesn't love reliving, because he became a villain in an instant, and he had never, ever been cast as a villain.
What does he regret more, though? The TV special in Akron to announce he was leaving Akron.
It was a huge misstep.
Saying, I'm taking my talents to South Beach. Or is it the spectacle that follows? LeBron, Wade, Bosh on a stage in front of thousands of Heat fans, like if they were the Beatles.
I don't think he regrets that as much as what he said, which was right. The not one, not two. But I think he regrets making this huge public announcement in Akron that he's leaving the city.
Yeah.
What an unbelievable misstep, where he thinks they're going to say, God bless you, we're with you on your travels.
The Stratotech tee from Vuori is one of those shirts you put on once and immediately get why people love it. It's incredibly soft, stretches with you, dries fast, and still looks sharp enough to wear from a workout to the ballpark without missing a beat. It's become my go-to tee for pretty much everything. Head to Vuori.com/pod20 for 20% off your first purchase. Exclusions apply. Visit the website for full terms and conditions.
The Party Shop at Michaels has thousands of items starting at just 99 cents. Plus, get free inflation with purchase of select balloons. Want more party planning pro tips? You can hide anything behind streamers. Glitter is your best friend and possibly magical. If you ever wonder, do I have enough balloons? You probably don't. And most importantly, if Michaels doesn't have it, your party doesn't need it. Now you can party like a pro with the Party Shop at Michaels. Everything you need to celebrate anything.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
And they're burning his jerseys in garbage cans all across the city, and Dan Gilbert's coming out with a full-page ad going, yeah, you'll never work in this town again, you know. Wow, 16 years ago. All right, let's do headlines. A lot to get to today. Headlines brought to you by Doral Kia. In Miami at a Domino's game, you'll find your abuelito, and when you want a low price, you'll save with your pricito. Save now with your pricito at Doral Kia.
When you think back to that moment, Dan Gilbert puts out that letter that Cleveland will win a title before the self-proclaimed king ever will.
Yeah.
I thought at that moment, his time in Cleveland forever was done.
Well, everyone did. I'm sure he did as well.
Unless Dan Gilbert sold that organization. Like, when I remember reading that letter from Dan Gilbert, I remember saying, oh my God, he made the best decision in the world. He got out of a place where people don't appreciate him, starting with the owner himself, who took it upon himself to just bash him on the way out. Self-proclaimed king.
I would imagine, and obviously Dan Gilbert had no prior knowledge or he wouldn't have reacted that way, but I would imagine most people in the Cleveland organization figured, oh, it's at the Boys and Girls Club in Akron. He ain't leaving Cleveland there. That's why it was such a huge misstep. Like that, like he wouldn't have, 16 years later, he wouldn't do that.
It was a good idea to raise money for kids. It was a bad idea to do it when you were leaving.
You could raise money for kids in a million different ways. You don't have to make them miserable as you're raising the money for them.
Well, according to Sham Charania, this is basically being narrowed down to three teams. That's the way it feels. This was reported yesterday by Shams. The 76ers, the Cleveland Cavaliers, and once again, LeBron James. Not photoshopped, but in his former number 6 Miami Heat jersey is everywhere.
It could happen. I wouldn't be like the most, I mean, I'd be shocked, but I wouldn't be unbelievably shocked, like as if he would go to the Orlando Magic. You know what I mean? Like if he announced, yeah, I want one more go round with the Heat, I would get it, man.
The Magic thing is so funny to me, Hawk. Do you remember You might have been on vacation when you were in Vegas, so you might not have been on the air, but there was like a 48-hour window with the Giannis saga where everybody's talking about the Orlando Magic. Oh, Orlando's new coach has ties to Giannis Antetokounmpo. That's the real spot he's going to go to. And I laughed that off so quickly. Really, Giannis Antetokounmpo wants to leave Milwaukee, where he was the face of that city, to go win a ring and have a franchise build a contender around him. Yeah, I'm going to pick the Orlando Magic. Of all the teams he could have gone to, yeah, I'm going to pick the Orlando Magic, who blew a 3-1 series lead, have never won a title, and are coming off the season where their star player can't shoot and was in a public feud with their head coach at the time. That's the perfect situation for Giannis Antetokounmpo.
I'm watching video right now on Hoop Central of the decision, and then just all these shots of like people crying in Cleveland, people burning his jerseys. Like, I mean, I'm guessing the moment he said, "I'm taking my talents to South Beach," it probably hit him that this didn't play the way that I thought it was going to play.
But even he hesitates this fall, man, this is tough. Like, he almost couldn't believe.
Like, wait a second, where am I doing this? Like, what? This may not have been my best idea.
Man, this is tough. As he looks around all the kids.
Yeah.
I'm out. Later.
Yeah, deuces.
That's like announcing a divorce when the kids get home from school.
Well, like, and like assembling them all. And by the way, right. Invite your friends over too. Uh-huh. We're going to have pizza. And you're like, oh, fantastic.
Great.
You're all here. This is great. I'm leaving your lives. I have gotten a lot of pizza, though.
Right.
And some crazy bread. Mm-hmm. And, you know, some apple pie pizza, you know, the little dessert pizza. And I'm going to be gone now, though. Mm-hmm. I'm not coming back. I'm leaving Mom. And I know you've known me your entire life. But kids, eat up. And I will see you when I see you. I have a big party to get to.
Appreciate you coming out. Appreciate you all being here. But deuces, I am gone. I am gone. How about this? A couple facts about that season prior to him announcing the decision. So they end up losing in the conference finals to the Boston Celtics. The Cavs that year, Hawk, were the number one seed in the NBA, defeated by the Celtics in Game 6. LeBron is coming off his second consecutive MVP award.
He doesn't leave, right, if they win the championship.
He does not leave. Yeah. He does not leave. He might not leave if he got to the finals. That would have been a LeBron James, Kobe Bryant finals because the Celtics end up winning that year.
Was it in Akron or New York? People are saying that the TV studio was in New York.
Oh, I thought it was.
I thought it was in Akron. Yeah, wasn't it at an Akron Boys and Girls Club?
I thought so.
Let me see. Where was LeBron's decision film?
Oh yeah, Greenwich, Connecticut. Oh, Boys Greenwich. And Girls Club in Greenwich, Connecticut.
That's Greenwich.
Well, how's it spelled, Hawk? I know how to spell green, and I know what which is. That's all Greenwich.
Right. Okay. Okie dokie.
Why is it Greenwich? Why is the W silent?
I don't know, but I'm sure you've heard of Greenwich, Connecticut before.
I'm not so certain, man.
And I question whether you've ever heard of Greenwich, Connecticut.
So that's the latest on the LeBron front. Just this Shams report that it's the 76ers, the Cavaliers, and the Miami Heat seem to be the front runners in the race. And then, you know, people are weighing in on backlash once again. If LeBron would perhaps be a bit afraid of some backlash on a certain team that he would go to. I think, you know, the Miami Heat fall into that category. If he's just worried about any backlash, you mentioned it, though. He's got the world by the balls. Does it really matter anymore at this point? But I don't know if that factors into his decision. If I choose Miami again to go play with Giannis, does that once again negatively impact the way people view me around the league?
I don't think so. I don't think he has any fears whatsoever of people thinking, oh, your legacy is ruined. We know who LeBron James is. He is the second best basketball player to ever play the game right after Michael Jordan. There's nothing that he can do to lessen that.
Is that the biggest sports moment, but off the court sports moment of the 21st century? Like, when we talk about where were you when this happened? Because we could mention, like, titles. Barry Bonds, this popped up yesterday on my Twitter feed. Barry Bonds breaking Hank Aaron's all-time record. Like, I remember sitting down in front of
records,
my TV.
Right, but records get broken. There's nothing out of the ordinary of records getting broken. Now, some records hold on longer, and it becomes more extraordinary that a record gets broken. This had never happened before. Something like this had never happened before, and really has never happened since.
It's a bit more prevalent, people leaving free agency, but like
not in this fashion.
Prime of your career.
Prime of your career in the only city you've ever played in.
That you're from.
And doing it on live television where there are no leaks. No one knew.
Crazy.
Chris Broussard knew. Who knew? There was a guy, there was a wacky writer. Chris Sheridan knew.
Was it Chris Sheridan?
There was a guy named Chris Sheridan. He's had a lot of issues, but Chris Sheridan.
Yeah, he used to write for CBS. I remember Sheridan.
I think it was
Hoops.
SI. Yeah,
was it
Sheridan
SI?
Hoops.
Sheridan Hoops.
Yep.
The Chris Broussard cut that's really funny.
It's the percentages, right? Didn't he do percentages?
Well, in 2014, LeBron just kind of announced via SI, I'm coming home. And there's this clip live on SportsCenter. Chris Broussard still working for ESPN. They're live on SportsCenter, and they come back from commercial break. LeBron James going back to Cleveland, and I forget who the anchor was. He's like, well, we have breaking news. LeBron James is going back to Cleveland, and Chris Broussard goes, checks his phone. You can see, he checks his phone. He's like, wait, yeah, it's confirmed. Like, oh, okay. It was so awkward. Everybody's like, yeah. And he put out, he's like, he looked at his phone. He's like, wait, and he texts, and he's like, yeah, it's confirmed. He's going, and he's showing everybody his phone, and they're like, well, yeah, he posted the article.
Right. That's funny.
The core short from Vuori is one pair I keep reaching for. Morning run, afternoon training, watching the game, doesn't matter. Soft four-way stretch, built-in liner, comfortable all day. Plus, they look good enough to wear well beyond the gym. Ready to try a pair? Head to Vuori.com/pod20 to get 20% off your first purchase. Exclusions apply. Visit the website for full terms and conditions.
The Party Shop at Michaels has thousands of items starting at just 99 cents. Plus, get free inflation with purchase of select balloons. Want more party planning pro tips? You can hide anything behind streamers. Glitter is your best friend and possibly magical. If you ever wonder, do I have enough balloons? You probably don't. And most importantly, if Michaels doesn't have it, your party doesn't need it. Now you can party like a pro with the Party Shop at Michaels. Everything you need to celebrate anything.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. audiobooks included.